My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
All right, the pick is in. In the second NFL Wire Network mock draft, I have traded up to number 12 from the number 31 pick. Only had to give up a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick this year to jump up 19 spots.
Amen.
Shout out to John Heath, our Broncos Wire editor, for being very kind with his trade offer.
Okay.
Went offensive tackle Taliese Fuaga from Oregon State.
Oh.
One of the most well-rounded tackle prospects in the class. I think he's going to be a day one starter, and that was not necessarily the case for the guys who were dropping to 31. It was kind of like, yeah, you know, they would be players with, you know, 800, 900 snaps where they didn't play a ton in college, but good size, good athleticism, but you don't know exactly what you're getting. With Fuaga, the 49ers kind of know exactly what they're getting, and I think that he can start at right tackle right away, and then I think he's good enough to flip over to left tackle and play there once Trent Williams retires, which is what the 49ers need if they're drafting an offensive tackle.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'm down. I mean, is he the best tackle on the board? Oh, no, that's Joe Alt.
Joe Alt has been drafted, though, as well as Olufoshanu from Penn State, also off the board.
Okay, man. So when you draft a player like this, are you looking at arm length? 6'6", 334?
Yeah, he's a hoss.
That is a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
And he can move.
Okay.
He can get out. He can get into the second level. He can block. Good pass blocker.
Okay. So you passed on the edge rusher like Jared Verse.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
That might be better, quote unquote, value at that point. But
no, I'm all right. Man, there's a bunch of big boys in this offensive tackles. Yep.
You could theoretically, you could definitely, if you want it, if you so chose, you could conceivably go with a defensive end in round one.
Okay.
And then come back with an offensive tackle in round two. But I have dealt the Niners' second round pick. So they're not scheduled to pick again until late in round three. I don't think you want to wait that long.
No. I mean, they need to find a way to build out that offensive line. I would hope that they'd also try to move up again into the earlier third round. And you got to get some interior linemen.
Yeah.
You know, just keep drafting linemen until just sift through them.
I don't think they're going to draft that many, but I think they should. Like, if they just, like, we talk about this with the Kings all the time. Like, how, hey, just go find guys who are 6'8 and taller and can jump out of the gym.
Yeah.
And try on defense and see what you can get.
Okay.
And maybe you fall backwards into a couple rotational players.
I mean, I think that's what you have to do. We do have NFL news broke. Jason Kelce is retired from the NFL.
Yeah, as expected.
As expected. Yep.
Good for him, though, man. Gets to go out on his own terms. Gets to go out as one of the best centers to ever play the game.
Yep.
And I have a good feeling he's going to enjoy the heck out of his life moving forward.
I agree with you, and I think he's made plenty of money, and he just seems like a dude who is going to, you know, he's going to have a podcast, he's going to probably do some TV. You know, he might end up being like the Tony Siragusa of this generation, guy who's got a big personality and is funny on the sidelines and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good for him. Happy for him.
Yeah. Love it. Kings are up to number 6 in the standings after the Suns lost to the Thunder last night and then also lost to the Rockets on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
You know, we talked about the Thunder when they lost to the Spurs. It's like, oh, hey, maybe the Thunder coming back down to earth a little bit. But I think maybe the Suns are the team that we could see not fall off the face of the earth, but really slide back here in the next couple of days. You said Devin Booker's out like 7 to 10 days.
He's out. That was from Shams this morning. He said that they're expecting Devin Booker to miss 7 to 10 days. But that really puts him in danger zone. He's already missed 11 games on the season. And, you know, he's played 50. Yeah. He's missed 11 games on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he wants all NBA status, he can only miss, I think, 6 more games to stay eligible. And he's in a danger zone. You know, even if he does make it through this stretch where he misses 5,
mm-hmm.
like him making it through the rest of the season is not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know the Suns are like prepping and getting ready for the playoffs as if, you know, like they're going to ramp up for the playoffs, but they've also relied on these guys way too much. You know, they've relied on, I mean, Devin Booker is a young guy, but the amount of minutes that Kevin Durant has played this season is mm-hmm. obscene. I mean, he's 37.2 minutes per game. That's crazy.
That's so many.
It's so many. So yeah, Booker is at 50 games. They played 61. So, yeah, he's fully in danger of not being eligible for All-NBA and all that stuff. And I think he's there. Like, he's a threat to De'Aaron Fox being an All-NBA player, and I'm not sure that Fox is going to have a tough go getting into an All-NBA status for a second straight year.
Yeah, Devin Booker, good Lord. The last 5 games he played, 38, 39, 38, 36, 39 minutes.
Yeah.
Man. That's just that, dude. That's why I can't buy the Suns in the playoffs.
No, well, and they have to have those guys play that many minutes.
I know.
It's not, they don't have a choice.
Grayson Allen is an NBA player. Okay, fine. Royce O'Neal's an NBA player. Okay, fine. But beyond that, I don't know. Yeah.
So if he misses 7 days, that's 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
If that goes up to 10, it's 5 games, and that's Boston at Boston. But then they're on the road, and they're on a 4-game road trip where it's Cleveland, Boston, Hornets, Bucks. Like, do you bring them back on the road, or do you wait until the home? They've got 2 games at home and 3-day break.
If his All-NBA chances are on the line, he's coming back on the road.
He's going to have to, because if not, that's 7. That's too many, and he's no longer eligible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yikes. Speaking of the Suns, did you see Yusuf Nurkic had 31 rebounds last night?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That means people missed a lot of shots.
That is so many freaking rebounds.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I know someone else brought it up. I think as soon as he had 31, it reminded everybody of the time Scott Skiles had 30 assists in a game, which is crazy. But yeah, that's ridiculous. I guess that's because they were up against a team with, you know, like,
well,
lightweight guys in the post, but.
Well, I mean, yeah, partially because of that. The Thunder took 102 field goal attempts in that game.
Oh, wow.
Yusuf Nurkic had 31 rebounds, 13 offensive boards.
That's crazy.
As the Suns went 40 of 91 from the field. The Thunder only out-rebounded Nurkic 41-31. Just Yusuf Nurkic.
That's wild. And they lost.
And they lost.
And they lost.
And they lost.
How do you have a guy go for 13 offensive, 18 defensive rebounds, and you still had a guy go for 31?
Here's why. Because here was their starting 5. Kevin Durant.
Okay. Yep.
Grayson Allen. Brad Beal. Okay. Royce O'Neal starting. And Yusuf Nurkic. That's our starting 5. Eric Gordon was your 6th man. something named Saban Lee played 15 and a half minutes off the bench.
Yep.
Drew Eubanks and his half a face played 11 minutes off the bench. You had Bol Bol for 7 minutes, and you had David Roddy for 6.5 minutes.
Yeah, they just, their bench is bad.
That's,
man,
just not.
It has been it. Bad. No.
They have, when Devin Booker's healthy, they have 6 guys and Eric Gordon.
And Eric Gordon is 35 years old.
A shell, dude.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's pretty wild. I mean, Eric Gordon can still score. I'd also, like, I don't like Grayson Allen. I'm not a Grayson Allen fan.
Mm-hmm.
But Grayson Allen is leading the league at 46.3% from three.
He can score it, for
they,
sure.
They probably need him to shoot more than 5.4 times per game. They need to look for him more.
So. I would tend to, especially with Devin Booker out.
Yeah.
Especially with Devin Booker out. Another quick thing from last night. This has nothing to do with the Kings. Did you see Victor Wembanyama's stat line in their win over the Pacers?
No, I missed it.
31 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 blocks. 11 of the 17 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3.
Wow.
Just a silly player, dude. I have a fun thing for you here. So that was his fifth career game with at least 20 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and 5 blocks. He's already had 5 of those games. Here are some of the players that he passed for their careers. Bob McAdoo, Bill Walton, Bob Lanier, Robert Parrish, Alex English, Ralph Sampson, Charles Barkley, Derek Coleman, Elton Brand, Jermaine O'Neal, DeMarcus Cousins, and Kevin Durant.
Wow.
They all did that 4 times. Victor Wembanyama's already done it 5.
In his rookie season. Yeah. I mean, he's going to revolutionize the game. He is.
It's.
But unreal. Can they win?
TBD.
Hey, they're playing hard, though. And they did beat Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game. I got more stuff from the weekend to get into. We just got off on a Devin Booker Suns tangent there.
Yeah.
I have more stuff from the weekend I want to get to. The conclusion of the Devin Booker Suns thing is the Kings are in a good spot if they can take care of business here to gain some separation from the Suns.
Mm.
That was the conclusion we were trying to draw there.
Yes.
We have some more scoreboard watching for you. We have some more Kings Bulls look ahead coming up. But our Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game, I think it's pretty straightforward for Friday night. In the Kings win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Of course, you're entering to win in our Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game contest. You're entering to win a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. And when you enter, you will also be entered to win a Kings jersey, courtesy of Jiffy Lube. You're going to go to ESPN1320.com. You're going to click on the Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game contest page right there at the front. It's nice and easy to find. And when you get there, you're going to enter this code word because Malik Monk was our Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game. Playoff Malik. Playoff Malik.
Oh.
Is our code word today. 2 words, playoff Malik.
All right.
Nice and easy.
That's right.
If you don't know how to spell Malik, Google it. Malik Monk. Playoff Malik is our Jiffy Lube Fast Break code word for today. Enter to win a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate and a Kings jersey at ESPN1320.com. How do the Kings stay on a winning track tonight against the Bulls? We'll tell you next on ESPN 1320. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. And they're the Sacramento Kings at Golden 1 Center tonight, hosting the Chicago Bulls. De'Aaron Fox practiced yesterday. He is considered questionable. Alex Caruso, questionable for Chicago. Of course, Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball, Patrick Williams, Torrey Craig, all out for the Chicago Bulls. Torrey Craig feels like he'd be a good King.
Torrey Craig is a problem. Like, he's a good, like,
good
when,
player.
When you add in him with Alex Caruso and some of the other defenders that they have, it really does make them like a really smart defensive team. And I guess that's how you surround a player like Zach LaVine and Kobe Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kobe White.
Mm-hmm.
You surround him with players that basically you know, just are one-dimensional defensive-minded guys who can get up and dunk or hit an occasional three.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. So Torrey Craig not playing tonight for the Bulls. So it's a semi-shorthanded Bulls team. And the Kings, I told you this over the weekend. I don't know if you're familiar with Seinfeld and the George Costanza idea of, like, I'm always wrong and I always choose to do the wrong thing. So what I'm going to start doing is just the opposite of the thing I think I should do.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little bit with Minnesota. It's like, man, every time I've gone into a game thinking the Kings are going to get waxed, they find a way to win. And sure enough, Friday night, there they are in overtime. No De'Aaron Fox. Domantas Sabonis fouls out. They win by 4 and OT because Malik Monk went for 39. And Davion Mitchell added 16 off the bench. We're asking if they could score 45 points off the bench like they did in the first game against Minnesota, and Malik almost had 45 by himself.
Yeah, what did they end up overall? I mean, it was huge.
55-62. Half their points.
62 off the bench.
Yeah, 62 of their 124 came
from
the bench.
That's amazing. That's absolutely spectacular.
You know, if they do that again tonight, I think they'll have a good chance to win, James.
That's probably true, Kyle. But they need it from other players. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to have that type of number, I would like to see Trey Lyles, you know, get up to like 12 points. I'd like to see Chris Duarte be around 8 to 10, yeah. You know, like balance out that scoring a little.
You're not getting 39 from Malik again, probably.
No.
So that's where you say if you're going to get 50 plus from your bench, ideally it would be more kind of evenly distributed. But no, this is a game where you go in and you go, man, kind of banged up Bulls team. They're not very good. This is a game the Kings should win. So naturally, I believe that it's going to be a much tighter game than we're anticipating.
Yeah, it's the only playing down to the level of competition. And let's be honest, at this point, the Bulls are a level down from the Sacramento Kings. That's not being disrespectful. That's just being honest with who and what they
are. Look at the standings. They're 28 and 32, man.
Oof.
They're four games under. They're just not a good team. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
No.
It's just what it is.
Well, because we don't have to cover the Chicago Bulls.
I would say it if I was in Chicago.
Yeah. They're a team that just, like, they need a hard reset button. And that goes, I mean, specifically for their roster. Their roster is a mess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well, the Kings need to get a win tonight. Doesn't matter how they do it. They just need to start stacking up victories. Let's get to our keys to a Kings victory. James, your first key.
Money talks, BS walks.
Totally.
back up the players only meeting. Straight up. Like, you guys had this meeting. You talked it out. It's become, like, the topic of discussion. People are writing about it. People are talking about it. You had a players only meeting. It has to mean something. It can't be a one game thing. You have to have carryover. That's got to be who you are.
Yeah, man. We need to be in here tomorrow. Like, wow, players only meeting carried over. Like,
yeah.
It's really clear the direction that they're heading now. I'm right there with you. Number one for me, my first key to a Kings victory, don't get out physicaled. It feels like these are the kind of games where the Kings get pushed around, they get punched in the mouth, they're down six after the first quarter, they're down eight at halftime, and they just never quite get over the hump. DeMar DeRozan is going to be a physical player. Alex Caruso is going to get physical defensively. Nikola Vucevic, same thing inside. This is a team that will be physical, and the Kings just can't get out physicaled because that's how you lose to a worse team.
No, I totally agree. That's a very, very good point.
Number two.
Run these guys. They rank.
That's not what you wrote.
That's not what I wrote. This is not running with the Bulls. They rank 29th in the league in pace. They're missing a couple of players. They also have a couple of players who are beat up who are going to play or mm-hmm. may play. Put on, you know, hit the Jets. Like, run this team off the court. Play with the pace, not just like getting up and down and transition. Play with the pace within the half court. It's what we saw from Davion Mitchell.
Yep.
His pace within the half court, like, that's what we're asking for. That's it. I see it. That's what I want to see more of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And, like, look, I want to see more Keon Ellis, too.
That's
part of that.
That's another piece real quick of the, you mentioned Davion Mitchell playing with a different pace in Minnesota. That's another area where that whole players only meeting thing can come in. Because we talked about, like, hey, you need to do X in terms of, like, you need to defend the three differently, and hearing that from a coach versus a player. also getting that permission from your teammates to be like, Davion, when you're in the game, move. Like, make decisions and go. We trust you to be a playmaker. We trust you to help the offense. Get out there and do it. Like, you can. We have faith in you as a player. And I think sometimes that can manifest itself in ways that we saw in Minnesota.
It's the hesitation in his game that mm-hmm. costs him every single time.
Gets across the timeline, then stands straight up and hangs out in the corner, kind of surveying, scanning. It's like, bro, no. Just get rid of the ball and move.
Well, that, and even there are times where he'll hand off a ball and then he doesn't know where to go. Like, he just move. Mm-hmm. That's the rule.
To an open space, by the way.
Yeah, just find
it. There's
don't
not
go
somebody.
Stand right next to Trey Lyles. Hey, Trey. What up, Davion?
Like, just looking at each other. Like, who's going to move?
Like, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? Like, well, I was here in the corner, and now you're here in the corner. Like, what are we doing?
That's really tough.
Yeah.
Number two for me, no road trip hangover. I know it was a short one.
Yep.
But I've watched enough games broadcasted by Bob Fitzgerald to know that first home game back after a road trip. Nah, it's not an excuse, dog. They just played bad tonight. It's okay.
They just played bad.
I don't want that to come into effect. Oh, well, they just went to Denver and Minnesota. Of course they're going to be tired tonight. No.
No.
None of that. Number three.
Make them beat you from three. I know this is...
Oh, no!
This is...
No!
We've said this so many times.
No!
And then it always works out. They beat you from three. This team,
an abomination.
Yeah. This team is 24th in the league in three-point makes per game. They're 22nd in attempts. They're 24th in three-point percentage at 35.6. They like to get in the paint. I would run a zone against this team. I would make them beat me. They've got a lot of mid-range jump shooters. Make them beat you from long range. And that's probably the worst thing I've ever said.
Scooty in the chat, Jinxer, George Mueller, complete crap. Brian Kivett, that's a complete crap. And you know what?
It's a complete crap.
Yep. Do it.
Take the over on Bulls made threes tonight.
If that's a price pick thing that you can choose, take the
everybody,
makes more.
Everybody more on prize picks. Shout out to prize picks, by the way. Love daily fantasy. For me, we just talked about it coming in, and in fact, if I was a better radio host, I would have led with this one. Alas, here we are. The Kings bench got to stay hot.
That's right.
I don't think they're going to get 62 points from the bench again. I don't think they're going to get 39 from Malik Monk. But can you get 17 from Monk and 12 from Trey Lyles and 8 or 10 from Davion Mitchell and just kind of continue helping produce in the second unit?
Yeah, I mean, the bench has been hit and miss, especially the last couple of weeks. And I know Mike Brown is pared it down, started to let a few more players back in. I don't know if we'll see Keon or we'll see Davion or we'll see Chris Duarte, whoever steps on the floor. They have to make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, this is not a big Bulls team. You can go small against them. A lot of these guys that we're talking about, you can use, but it can't just be 39 points from Malik Monk. You got to have other players stepping in and stepping up and making a difference.
Yeah. I think they win tonight. I think they get a win. I don't think they are going to, I don't know what the spread is at the moment, but I don't think they're going to blow them out. I've watched the Kings do this too many times to think, oh yeah, they'll just go in and they're gonna win this one going away. No, not gonna fool me. Not kidding me. Kings are 7.5 points favorites. Taking the Bulls plus 7.5.
Oof.
I'm just doing it this time.
All right.
I'm leaning in. I'm not doing the oh, this is the one. This is the game where the Kings go blow a team out. Nope. Not getting me this time. I like the Bulls plus 7.5, but I like the Kings to win.
There it is.
That's where I land. All right. We got more hoops. That's right. We got more hoops coming up on ESPN 1320 Sacramento's Sports Leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah. I want to talk about some of the other scores from the weekend before we dive back into the Kings. Some other good things. We've talked about the Suns already. You know, Golden State lost a tough one in Boston last night.
Tough.
Yesterday afternoon. Real tight game, back and forth affair, and Boston pulled away at the end to win by 52 points.
Yeah, I've heard that there
snuck out of TD Garden with the W.
There's one spot on the floor that if you shoot from that spot, it's worth 48 points, and that's what happened.
Yep,
it was a 4-point game, and then boom,
home field advantage.
They hit the 48 point spot on the floor, and it was a blowout.
It's crazy. Game flipped like that.
Tough.
Dude, it was so funny because the Kings are the team I watch the most. Like, it's my job. I have to, like, when they win, it is helpful to me personally.
Yep.
It's just a lot more fun and easier to do a show when they win. And I have to come in here knowing what happened, right? So when they play the same time as Golden State, like, I don't watch them anymore. Like, fine, just kind of check out a box score, right?
It's probably that's why they're bad now, Kyle.
I think that's it. Yeah, I don't get to lock in. No. So I just kind of very passively, you know, pay attention when I can. It's great. But yesterday I'm sitting there and my wife and I had a couple things to do around the house. We got breakfast and some friends in the morning. We come back. We have had these picture frames from IKEA to put like wedding photos and engagement photos and then another photo shoot we did in Hawaii. To put them in and like put in a hallway. And we've had those frames from IKEA since like we bought our house. We're going on 5 years
of
living in this house. And they've just been sitting there. Finally, yesterday, we're like, all right, we have the pictures printed. We're doing this today. So we go up, do all the measurements, put the laser level on, bang, 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 get that done. Done in time for the start of the Warriors game. I'm like, here we go. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take in an entire Warriors game. That's tough.
Then you're like,
that was tough.
Can I remodel a bathroom? Wait,
can we do literally anything else?
I'm feeling like making a collage at this point. Can we make collages together?
Literally, whatever you want to do that isn't this. Stare at a blank TV instead.
That's right.
No, it's like, man, of all the games I can sit down and watch start to finish, I get a 52-point blowout.
You're like sifting through the channels like what to watch. I did start Shogun yesterday.
Oh, we have not. That's on our list. We have not started it yet, though.
It's a little difficult because lots of subtitles, and like I like to watch something when I'm doing other things,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be concentrating and watching the screen the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I also tried to watch Dune like 4 times this weekend and finally got through it. Like the first
Dune,
The remake, dude.
Right.
Then I put on the other one, which was so ridiculous.
Insane.
It was so ridiculously crazy.
We watched the trailer for the original Dune, and we were like, no chance.
Oh, there's
no chance, dude.
Okay, so you know when they put the like the suit on that like they turn purple and they get in like the battle stuff, the battle scenes, right?
Sure.
And the new one. Uh-huh. The old one, they're in like these pixelated giant boxes moving around. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. You're like, what is happening? What is going on? Why is Patrick Stewart moving around in like a giant like rectangular
like a box? It's like a cardboard box.
It's the worst thing you've ever seen.
Oh no.
Like it's bad. It's bad.
Now I kind of want to watch it.
Now you got to watch it.
Now I feel like I need to watch it.
Yeah.
All right. The Nuggets helped out the Kings on Saturday. They beat the Lakers. And this is where it feels like the Kings are now, let's see, what are they, 2.5 up on the Warriors and Lakers. It feels like this is where they're going to start pulling away a little bit from those play-in teams.
Don't say it, Kyle.
No, I think, no, hang on. I'm not going to get there all the way. Because Golden State and LA are playing better. Like, the Warriors are still 13-4 in their last 17. They're playing better. The Lakers are playing better. They had that incredible comeback win over the Clippers the other night. And so they're there. They're hanging around. But I just don't think they have the juice to make up. And I don't think the Kings are going to be bad enough for a long enough stretch. I don't think the Warriors or Lakers will be good enough for a long enough stretch to catch them.
Okay.
That's what I think right now. And then you tack on the Suns, who, if they're going to be without Devin Booker, they've lost a couple in a row. They also lost to Houston. It's like, man, if they're trending the wrong direction, this is a chance, and this is where the Kings' next 5 games come in. This is where I think Sacramento can really start to maybe not pull all the way from the play-in, because even the Mavs, I think they're 1-4 in their last 5.
Mm.
I don't think the Kings can get all the way away from the play-in where it's like, oh, yeah, they're just rock-solid playoff team, and we know that for the last 3 weeks of the year. But I do think they can get well clear of the like 8, 9, 10, where they're just battling for the like 6 and 7 spots.
No, that would be good. It would be really good if they could somehow, you know, the 5, 6, they could solidify themselves in the 5, 6,
yeah,
and even try to push up and maybe get to the 4. I don't know that that's going to happen with the Clippers. The Clippers are, you know,
you got to make up 5 games in 23.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. In the loss column, the Kings are up on the Warriors by 3. They're up on the Lakers by 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd also point out, they play the Lakers coming up, right? But I'd also point out that the Lakers and Warriors have separated themselves so far from the Jazz and Rockets
mm-hmm.
that it could just become one of those things where they're like, okay, let's just make sure we're healthy. Because we're going to be in a play-in no matter what. They're 5 games. The Lakers are 5 games up in the loss column over both the Jazz and the Rockets. And the Warriors are 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big, that those teams are just kind of fading away.
Yeah.
Because that's where you could see some of the rest thing happening.
Yeah.
You know, where they're going to make sure that LeBron and AD are ready for those play-in games.
Yeah. But playing enough games to get all NBA.
Yes.
Not resting too much.
Exactly. I don't think either one of those guys are in danger at all.
I don't think so either.
For the most part, they've been healthy this season.
Yeah.
I think that although the Embiid situation is weird and became like a big topic of discussion,
mm-hmm.
overall, I think the rules have like forced players to play more.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if the playoffs is, you know, if it, that's, they look different.
That's what I'm fascinated to see, is what does it look like in the postseason?
Yeah.
Are the Clippers able to carry this over and stay healthy into the postseason to make a deep playoff run? Do the Lakers, are they able to do that? I thought the Warriors last year in the second round against LA just ran out of gas. And now this year you've got guys playing more games. I'm fascinated to see what that looks like. You mentioned, yesterday the Sixers beat the Mavs. That was big for the Kings. And then the Clippers snuck past the Wolves on Sunday. That game was 89-86 was the final.
Ew.
Yeah. I think it was only the third game all year, or the third. They were the second and third teams all year to be held to 80 points in a game.
Oof.
Or fewer than 90.
Yeah, in today's, in the modern NBA, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would you have rather seen win that game? T-Wolves or Clippers? I mean,
Minnesota.
Yeah, it would have helped the Kings a little bit. You know,
yeah, get an extra half game on the Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It would put you four back in the loss column.
They are close enough to LA, the Clippers, that is, where, like, with the Thunder, to me, that doesn't really matter. Like, they're just, I don't think they're going to catch OKC. But the Clippers, if you told me, like, yeah, hey, they lost 8 out of 10, I wouldn't be, like, falling off my chair stunned. And I think that opens the door for the Kings to go move up.
Yeah, and of course, the Clippers have lost, they lost Russell Westbrook for an undetermined amount of time, but it sounds like it's pretty long term.
Yeah.
So, broke a hand, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Check this out. You mentioned this earlier, and I wanted to, this is just where I'm going to shoehorn this in. So, they're the top 10 teams in the West, right? So, we're going to take the other nine who aren't the Kings. The Kings are 2-1 against Oklahoma City with one to go.
Yep.
So, minimum split there. They won their series against Minnesota. Season series, these are.
2-1.
2-1. Denver, 3-1.
3-1.
The Clippers, they're 1-2 with one to go. So you can salvage a split there. The Pelicans are out. They're 0-4 against the Pelicans with one to go.
That's slaughtered.
Yeah, that's bad. But Phoenix, 2-2 with one to go.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, 2-0 with two to go. 2-2 against the Warriors. And the Lakers, 2-0 with two to go. They have a minimum split in the season series against eight of the nine teams in the playoffs and play-in in the West.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's super impressive.
And then even if you look at the Warriors, that split there, when it comes down to like division play, the Warriors are 5-9 in division and the Kings are 7-6.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to conference play, the Kings are 23-16 in their conference, which is what you're talking about. That's where, I mean, that's really impressive in the West. The Warriors are 16-21.
Oof.
So that's not good at all for the Golden State Warriors when it comes to tiebreakers. So once you get past that first tiebreaker where head to head and they're both and they split, now it becomes like where are you at in these others. So the Warriors would have to beat them outright.
Again, I have this other note. I'm just going to shoehorn it in here. Do you think the Nuggets are better, worse, or the same as they were last year?
Oh, they're slow playing this.
They're 42-19.
They're the same team. They're going to be really tough to beat.
They are almost exactly the same team.
Yeah.
Through 61 games. This is from Harrison Wind, who works for Denver Sports. Nuggets last year through 61 games, 42-19. This year, 42-19.
Yep.
Last year, their offensive rating, 117.3. This year, 117.4. Last year, defensive rating, 113.2. This year, 113.
Oof.
Last year, net rating, 4.1. This year, 4.5. First six games after the All-Star break last year, 5-1. This year, 6-0. They're just the same team. They're coming out of the West, dude, barring injury.
I would agree.
I just don't know who's touching them right now.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, if they somehow climb up to number one, they're a half game out of number one at this point.
Yeah, if they somehow get there, if they somehow make up that half a game.
Yeah, we do have some other breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
The Toronto Raptors are signing Kings legend Jahmias Ramsey to a 10-day contract.
Oh, wow.
Former second-round pick of the Sacramento Kings.
Jahmias.
Jahmias.
Isn't that John Ollinger?
Who calls him something other than Jahmias?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's possible.
I might be wrong. I might have my wrong basketball talking head.
Yeah, he was averaging 20.6, 7.8, and 3.6 assists at the G League level this season. Good for Jamias.
Yeah. Happy for him.
Yeah, he's a nice kid.
Hope he carves out a role in Toronto. Just
the Kings, that's the only player that the Kings have drafted that wasn't like a second, third-year college player, an older college player. That's the only one that they've drafted that was like 18, 19 years old during the Monty McNair era. And it just, you know, too young.
Yeah. Speaking of too young, can we talk about the Timberwolves real quick?
Yeah.
I don't buy them.
Okay.
I don't, and this is not to say they're not good. They are. Like, they are a good team. You don't accidentally get to 42 and 19. They are super good, especially when Anthony Edwards plays the whole game.
Yeah.
He left at halftime on Friday for the birth of his child.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I haven't seen confirmation. I haven't actually looked, though, to see confirmation of the birth of a child, but that was a possibility coming into the game.
But that was a glaring, glaring weakness for Minnesota, is when he leaves, offensively, they really struggle, dude. And that's why I just, in a playoff series, Ant is an excellent player. He's a really, really good player. And Karl Anthony Towns, he can stretch the floor and shoot it. I get it. Naz Reid's a really nice piece off the bench. Jaden McDaniels is an excellent defender. But, dude, when Mike Conley, at this point, Mike Conley, who's fine, but when you're relying so heavily on him, which I think they're going to have to in the playoffs, I don't get it. I don't see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because we watch them almost like optimized without Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden McDaniels scoring 26 points is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, career high for him against the Kings, 5-7. The Kings were basically saying, go ahead. If Jaden McDaniels is going to beat us, beat us.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they did a really good job on Gobert and a really good job on Karl Anthony Towns. And But even when Anthony Edwards was in the game, he wasn't very good. I mean, 2 of 11 from the field. He had 11 points and all of that, 6 of 6 at the free throw line. I know Anthony Edwards is better than that. He was probably distracted because of what was happening off the court. But at the same time, like, the Kings, just for some reason, they are an okay matchup with Minnesota. If you were a 4-5 against Minnesota, I think that would be some really, really fun basketball.
If it's Kings, Timberwolves, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Update right now, it would be Kings Nuggets in the first round.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be.
Gunning for that, dude, a 4-5 I think that's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah,
I would love a Kings Timberwolves playoff series.
Or a Kings OKC, 3-6, you know, like 2-7.
Yeah. I know they were 3-1 against Denver this year. I would want no smoke with Denver in the playoffs.
No.
I would avoid that as long as you possibly can.
I think we saw Denver just kind of like throttle up. Like, okay, this is who they are now.
Yeah,
that's going to be really tough. They understand what this second half of the season looks like, what the final, the stretch run looks like. And there's not going to be any question.
Map one in the chat, he says, Nuggets want no part of the Kings in round one. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I
don't know. Like,
It's really funny watching. There's several people in the chatty house who are saying, like, dream matchups OKC. Like, you want OKC in round one. And I think that's funny because it's the same thing that I don't want to say issue. It's the same hurdle the Kings had last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, that's just, you can be really good, but that playoff experience matters. And OKC, as good as they are, as high as their ceiling might be, that's something they're going to run into this year.
Well, that and the physicality of the playoffs is different. You know, star treatment, for sure. You're going to get star treatment for Shea, but the physicality overall is different, and they're going to learn that pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't think Shea gets as many calls in the playoffs.
Yes.
And so, I mean, what did we talk about the other day? How many times did he have 31 points or more?
A bunch.
Eight? Eight times on the season?
Yeah, like 11 times this year, or maybe it was eight.
I think it was eight. He was on 31 exact, but his 30 and over was something
44.
Ridiculous. 44
times. Kenny Caraway in the building for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. Hey, I want to remind everybody, you can bark at us anytime on the Farmer's Dog Talk Line, 916-909-1320. That is 916-909-1320. Farmer's Dog, a healthy life starts with healthy food. Kenny, where are we at on the Kings after their win against Minnesota?
Real quick.
Please.
I'm not as afraid of Denver as everybody else is. Like, Denver, I would pick Denver to win that series, but I don't know. I don't look at Denver the way I definitely look at the Clippers, the Pelicans against the Kings, even Minnesota. Minnesota seems like a tough matchup with the Kings.
But Denver, you're just...
Denver, like, I would, like, I, once again, they'd be favored, understandably so, mm-hmm. but I don't look at them as an impossible.
I don't know.
Possible series.
Mm. Last season, they went 4-1, 4-2, 4-0, 4-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah, last season, they played a young, inexperienced
Minnesota team.
They played a Phoenix team that couldn't play any defense, so they destroyed them and didn't have any answer for Jokic. Didn't have any answer for anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, they played a Lakers and a Heat team that were playing teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say they went through a gauntlet last year. If we're talking about last year.
Yeah, but they dominated is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against lesser teams. I don't know. I'll put it to you like this. I don't think they're dominating this year.
So
I don't think the Nuggets are dominating the play. Like,
okay.
It was just you'll see that type of playoff run again this year from them.
I thought you meant like they're not dominating this year so far, and I literally just read a thing.
Well, they're not.
How they're the exact same team as they were last year.
Yeah,
like every number is exactly the same.
They're not dominating though. Like they're not Boston. Boston's dominating.
Boston's crazy.
They actually beat Boston this year too in Boston. But they're not dominating the same way. That doesn't mean they're not a championship contender or nothing like that. But even last year, what happened, like how you see those numbers and stuff like that, they dominated early. And then for like a month, they didn't play good basketball. And remember, Coach Mike Malone was like, I don't know what this team is all about. I don't know what they're going to do. We might lose in the first round, all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They were really probably just bored. And then they turned it on in the last month or so of the season into the playoffs.
Yeah, watching Denver right now, I mean, I feel like Denver is building up towards peaking.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Celtics are like, oh, no, we're peaking. Like, whether they can stay at the top of the mountain for another, I mean, what amounts to like 40 games? I don't know.
Boston feels like they're peaking, and they said we're going to stay.
I told Jesse this the other day. Boston, if I'm a Celtics fan, the Celtics are in the same spot for me that the 49ers were this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, dude, if you're not getting it done this year, I got...
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But they mixed it up big time, too. I mean, bringing in Porzingis, bringing in Drew Holiday.
Yeah, they got better.
Oh, no, I know. But, I mean, like, they kind of did that last year where it's like, hey, we're not going to bring back the same group.
Yeah.
They didn't. They, you know, they jettisoned Marcus Smart. They went for it. This is all in.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good team.
They're so good, dude.
They look great right now. Your original question, how do I feel about the Kings? I feel great. I think the Kings are going to be a top 16.
It feels like it's trending that way now.
I have felt
that so many times. You're like, okay, there's that's a great, here's their turn in the corner, and then they go lose to a team like Chicago.
Yeah, I mean,
so I just,
we'll talk about it, but it's on, you know, team meeting, player meetings, and all this other stuff. That's all fine and well. There's only one thing that matters right now. Are you winning or losing games? You guys can never meet for the rest of the season, and if you win, it's great. You can meet every day, and if you lose, it's not gonna help anything out. It's all about winning. But I think they're going to be a top six team. I think the Kings and the Pelicans are the two best out of those four, or you could throw in six with the Warriors and the Lakers. I think the Pelicans and the Kings are the best teams.
Yep.
And Dallas and Phoenix, like I was trying to say last week, it is not the Kings could be in this situation too, but Dallas and Phoenix, they're not good enough to run away from anybody.
The play-in teams are all paper teams to me. Like, Phoenix is really good on paper, but in practice, Dallas, oh man, Luka, Kyrie, look, and then just meh, they're fine. 1-4 in their last five. Golden State, it's always like, oh, they won a title 2 years ago with this. It's like, it's not the same team, not the same group. The Lakers, it's like, oh, AD and LeBron, any playoff series, they could, yeah. It's all paper teams.
Yeah, they're good teams, but like we talked about last week, none of these teams are going to bury you in the standings. None of these teams are going to run away from you and make it like, well, damn, you're definitely looking at 9-10. That would be more so on the Kings. Like if the Kings didn't play well, if they didn't do what they're supposed to do, that's what that would happen. I think they're going to play well. I think they're going to finish up strong in March.
Yeah, it kind of feels like most of the other teams are still just two-man teams. Like Dallas is just Kyrie and just Luka, and it's just AD and LeBron. Like no one even on their teams are separating themselves into a position where they're part of what's happening. Where with the Kings, it's like, again, you could say that some of those teams have like good players that are hiding there, but it really does feel like it's, you know, Sabonis and Fox, but Keegan and Monk. And you can kind of feel like it's more of a balanced group than it is just like two top end superstars trying to carry a team to a victory. Yeah, so
I agree.
Yeah, lots of holes in some of those teams.
Yeah, I get it with Sacramento specifically, though, just to kind of wrap up here. If they and this has been the problem all year, if they play like they did in Minnesota, you like them against really anybody. Mm-hmm. And they have said all year they are the team that could go beat anybody and then lose to anybody. Mm-hmm. And over these next 23 games, what I'm looking for to feel good going into the playoffs, because I'm with you, Kenny, I think they are going to be a playoff team. Even if they get into a play-in game against one of those teams, I would feel really good about them winning that.
Yeah.
So I assume they're going to go to the playoffs. How I feel about them going into the playoffs, though, is going to depend a lot on how these last 23 go. Did they flip a switch? Did that players only meeting really help? Or did they get a nice win in Minnesota and now they're going to fall flat against Chicago?
Yeah.
That's the question I have.
It's all remained right to be seen.
We got to get out of here. D'Lo and KC coming up next. James and I will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320. Thanks for listening, everybody.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.